HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot. Again, we're on Siman Taf Reshayin Aleph Sif Hei. We're talking about the halachot of Chanukah. And we mentioned yesterday that the Ner Chanukah, you have to place it close to the Reshut Rabim on the outside. So yesterday we spoke about that you're not allowed to place it in a place where the lights could go out because of the wind. Which means if you're going to light outside, you have to make sure that wherever you're lighting, the wind will not come and blow it out. Because if it was going to be lit, and immediately the wind will come and blow it out, you have a problem. So therefore what you have to do is you have to put it in a glass box and only leave one side open and light it, and then you could close it, because even without closing that side, it would still stay put. Now Shulchan Aruch actually brings down, why do we have to actually light outside? He says it's because of the Pirsum HaNes, because we want to show everybody the miracle which happened, and therefore if obviously a person has a chatzer, which is a courtyard, he has to do it at the entrance of that chatzer. Now, during this time, that the majority of the places, the goyim are not strong, especially in Eretz Yisrael, if we want to light outside, we're allowed to. However though, right, and the reason why a lot of people still lit inside is because of people that are thieves, which means if you're going to leave the Chanukiah outside, and you have a very expensive Chanukiah of silver, and people are going to come and they're going to steal it, so therefore, that's why a lot of people will still do it in the inside. Also, he says, we don't know exactly how long, right? We never know, since we're always in exile, we don't know how long that the goyim will not be on top of us, if not, Bezat Hashem, they'll never be, but just in case. So because of that, they still left the minhag, that if people were going to light on the inside, they still left there as well. Another one is also that during the days of Chanukah, there were ruchot chazakot, which means there was very, very strong winds, and therefore they weren't able to do it outside. So there's a lot of different reasons why, or because of the note of the Beit Knesset, also you have Pirsum HaNes. So because of that, there was a lot of reasons why people still do it on the inside, notwithstanding that nowadays you could do it outside and there wouldn't be a problem. Some people are trying to be machmid, that they'll get like a very cheap one and they'll do it outside, and then they'll, like one of these cheap Chanukiyas, and then on the inside they'll do the normal one, and especially if they live in a building or other places where anyway there's going to be different doors, so then they'll try to do the Beracha on one of them, and then they'll have in mind the other one, and they'll light both of them at the same time. So it says that nowadays, there's a Shud Divrei Yeshua, that he wants to say that if you're going to do it outside, you're not going to be Tzedek Chova whatsoever. Obviously, that's not the Ikar. The Ikar is that you're allowed to, right? There's no problem whatsoever to do it outside as well. Now, we did say also that there was a Shamash. So the Ben Ish Chai, right, he brings down, and also the Rechaim Falache, that they are machmid, right, also not to use the or of the shamash. However, though, the Chazon Ovadia and the Kaf HaChaim, they pass in like the Mishabura, that know that the ner shamash is bichlal a ner shel chol, and since it's like a weekday candle that does not have kiddusha whatsoever, so therefore you're allowed to use the shamash. So again, here you have a machloket between whether it's the Rav Chaim Falache and the Ben Ish Chai saying that you shouldn't use the light of the shamash as well, and then you have Rav Ovadia and the Kaf HaChaim and the Mishabura saying that the Ner of Shamash was purposely put there in order that we're allowed to use it. So that's also just another important machloka that we have to do with the candle of the Shamash during the days of Chanukah.